Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is a global technology leader in minimally invasive care and a pioneer of robotic-assisted surgery. This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by one of the great CEOs in the country, Nancy Agee. Nancy's been CEO for some time now of the Carilion Clinic. In the time she's been at the Carilion Clinic, they've done a remarkable job of building it into a world-class health system and adding many different aspects of it as well. We're going to talk to Nancy today for about 10 minutes about what it takes to build a world-class health system and then some of the initiatives that she and the system are particularly proud of. Nancy, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Hi, Scott. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. As you mentioned, I'm the president and CEO of Carilion Clinic, and we're a nationally ranked integrated healthcare delivery system with 7 hospitals and about 13,500 employees. Our flagship, Carilion Roanoke Memorial Hospital, has been recognized by Becker's in the top 100 great hospitals in America for several years now. We are a not-for-profit organization, about $2.2 billion in top-line revenue. And we're headquartered in Roanoke, serving an area that's both suburban, urban, and then a fairly large rural area. So we had it bumping up into Appalachia. We serve about 1 million people. We're the largest private employer west of Richmond, Virginia. So we cover about a third of the state. We have about 1,000 employed physicians with expertise in 80 to 90 specialties and subspecialties. We have a large graduate medical education program with about 300 residents and fellows. And we heavily use advanced clinical practitioners. We employ about 400 advanced clinical practitioners. We're a level one trauma center, a pediatric trauma center. And we have a variety of services, most of which we've added in the last 8 to 10 years, including urgent care, various retail services such as pharmacies, wellness centers. And we have a really interesting transfer and communication center that's become a model literally worldwide with people from all over the world coming to take a look at it. We have 3 helicopters and about 35 ground transport vehicles, mostly ambulances. Now, 10 years ago, I guess, we joined with Virginia Tech and developed an allopathic medical school and biomedical research institute.
It's fantastic what I've seen as the growth in the system, and I've been there a handful of times over the last couple decades. Nancy, talk to me about sort of if you're trying to build a world-class health system as you have, what are 2 or 3 principles or pillars or core thoughts that you build around or you think about? And then after that, we'll talk about 2 or 3 initiatives you're particularly proud of, and I know the medical school is part of that as well. But talk to us about what's the mindset of trying to build a world-class health system?
I think first it's about creating a shared culture of excellence. When I became the CEO, that was one of the first things I thought about doing. I don't think you can really affect change without a culture that supports it. So we've all heard culture eats strategy for breakfast, and I think it's true. Our culture is one that's mission-driven. I'm very proud of that. I think every single one of our employees literally understands and can recite to you our mission. When I became the CEO, we developed a set of values, and they really are our guidepost. Our core values define us. They describe our work. They guide our work. And those values are commitment, compassion, courage, and curiosity. And just last year, we added the word collaboration. And I think that's important because collaboration suggests that it's not just about us. It's about innovating and solving big problems with a lot of others around us, whether they're physicians in private practice, the public health department, our legislators, or importantly, our patients and our consumers. And then secondly, I think it's about innovation or pushing the boundaries. We have a saying here that let's take risk, but not be reckless. And we do this in a variety of ways. We sort of put our money where our mouth is. So we've developed several investment entities, a seed investment as well as venture capital, to support the work of our own physicians, nurses, and staff. It's something we've just started doing, but it's and I think it will prove very worthwhile. But talking about innovation, some of the things we've been doing, including our relationship with Virginia Tech and now with Radford University, innovating in the healthcare delivery and the development of workforce. And then lastly, I guess the most important principle we have is that we're patient-focused, that we organize our care around the convenience of our patients rather than the convenience of ourselves, and engaging our patients in every step along their journey, and making that as easy as possible to provide care across a range of a variety of services. And maybe we'll talk more about that in a minute.
Nancy, you've been with the Carilion system, I think, your entire career. You were a nurse there at one time. You grew into the CEO role over time. If Carilion has a color, you bleed that color. Talk about for a moment your pride in the Carilion system and its place in the community you're in.
Well, I can't say enough about how important I think Carilion is to me and to the community. You know, not just being the largest employer, but providing world-class healthcare in an area that you might not otherwise find it. It's, I guess I bleed blue, which is our color, and am really proud and excited about all the work that our employees do and that the community truly believes in us. It's just a remarkable feeling.
It's a magnificent system. It's unbelievable. The leadership retention and development you've done there, I see it. And the constant people from Carilion I get to interact with, and the effort you've built to build this magnificent leadership team and an entire system. So it's something really to be proud of. It's really amazing. Take a moment and talk about 2 to 3 initiatives that you've taken on the last several years that you're particularly proud of.
I'll talk about 2. And I mentioned that innovation is an important principle for us. The COVID crisis has stimulated some of the work that we're doing in telehealth, something I thought would take 20 months or longer. We were able to accomplish in 4 days. But it's part of an overall strategy or initiative that we're calling the digital transformation. And it's developing a true digital front door for consumers as well as for patients. It's more than completing forms online. I think patients expect high-quality, sophisticated, on-demand care at a reasonable, easy-to-understand format. And so we're looking at same-day appointments, walk-in care, ED fast track, those sorts of things. We are using telehealth, video, audio, and written through MyChart. And we're continuing to roll out self-service and online learning capabilities. For instance, we've recently invested in a relatively new company called Mytonomy. And what we're doing there is implementing short-form video for patient education and for consumer experience. And we're just looking at all sorts of new ways to extend our services to the consumer, to the patient, agnostic to where they are, whether they're in their home or someplace else, and agnostic to the devices they may be using. The other thing that I guess I'm excited about that we're doing is our work with human factors. So like many places, we have a Center for Simulation Research and Patient Safety, and it's headed by something unusual, and that's a dedicated human factors team. So we have doctoral prepared scientists who head up our simulation and research center, and they're using research and simulation to understand sort of the human capabilities to redesign care to match the work that we do in a safe environment. And there's a whole lot of examples there, but maybe one of the most exciting is that just prior to the COVID crisis, we announced $1 billion in new capital, the bulk of which will be a new psych hospital, an expanded emergency department at our flagship, and a cardiovascular institute. And we are incorporating our human factors team into the design of these facilities, which is very unusual and pretty exciting work. This group has recently won several awards, such as one from the prestigious National Quality Forum. So that's just one thing that we're pretty excited about. And I could go on, Scott, if you'd like.
No, I know that you can. It's really the thing that I find amazing. You've done groundbreaking work there on opioids. You've done groundbreaking work there on physician burnout. You've built a medical school. What I think is remarkable, and you've built an incredible entire leadership team and culture that I hope sustains itself for the next 30 to 50 years and for a long time into the future. To me, it's an amazing story of someone who's built with a system and a team, a magnificent system, taking it to a whole different level and done it without ego. It's really an amazing thing for me to watch. And so I would let you go on and keep on talking about it, but I want to keep on doing it every few months for the rest of our careers. So I don't want to take too much of your time today. So Nancy, it's a pleasure to visit with you. It's amazing to me what the Carilion system has done, what Carilion Clinic has done, and what you've done and your leadership has done. So I thank you so much for joining us today. And it's truly impressive. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for listening today. This podcast was brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is the global technology leader in minimally invasive care and a pioneer of robotic assisted surgery.